This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Bruchim Abayim. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Mesachti Vamos, Daf Samach Hei Amid Aleph. We just learned on Samach Dalet Amid Beis that Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rava, said to Rava that he asked from Rabbi Yosef, is the halacha like Rebbe, that chazak is created after two times, or is halacha like Rav Shim Gamliel, that halacha is created after three times? So when I said, is halacha like Rebbe, he said, yeah. When I said, is halacha like Rav Shim Gamliel, he also said, yeah. So what Rabbi Yosef Brei de Rava surmised was that Rabbi Yosef was mocking him, was playing with him. And Rava said, no, absolutely not. He was just qualifying certain halachos in accordance with Rabbi and certain halachos in accordance with Rav Shim Gamliel, because there are stam mishnayos in accordance with Rabbi and stam in accordance with Rav Shim Gamliel. Nesuin is a stama de masnisin that chazak is created after two times. That after someone's married two times without children, then they can only marry. In other words, what did the Mishnah say? That if you married a woman and you stayed with her for 10 years and you didn't have children, you cannot be mevatel. If he divorced her, she can marry someone else, but she can't marry a third guy. So we see that regarding Nisuin, Chazak is created after two times. Malkios, we learned someone who gave Malkus and repeated it. Bezdin, in other words, somebody who violated a Malkus and then he repeated his violation. Bezdin will put him in jail and will stuff him until his stomach explodes. So we see when it comes to Malkus, Chazak is created after two times. However, Vestois, as we're going to see, it's created after three times. Vestois, a woman's cycle, the Tnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Ein ha'isha koivas la'vest ad she'tikvena shalish pa'amim. A woman does not establish a vest until she sets it three times. Now, either that means to see a flow on the same day each month, or until she sees at equidistant intervals. Those are two ways of establishing a vest. Now, regarding what halacha is a vest noigeya, there's a halacha mesachta nida daf beis daya shaita that normally if a woman sees dam, we say that she is metame, whatever she touched within the last 24 hours, because we don't know when the bleeding started. However, if she has a vest kavua, we say no, she is metame what she touched. We don't go retroactively. Also, if she has a set vest and the zman of the vest comes and she didn't do a bedika, we say she's probably tame. So regarding those two halachos, Rashi points out, are the ramifications of having a set vest. On the other hand, she can't undo a set vest until she doesn't see at those times three times. In other words, if she has a set time that she sees, in order to uproot that, it requires a change of three times. Likewise, when it comes to a shar hamuad, the shar hamuad the tanan ein hashar nasa muad. A shar does not become a muad ad shiya idu ba shlosha pa'amim until it is warned three times. So, in other words, for a shar to be a muad, it does not become a muad after two times. It only becomes a muad after three times. Okay, the Gemara continues. Tan Rabbanan nisseis l'rishon. This is back to the Mishnah, where the Mishnah was discussing a woman who did not have children and you stayed with her for 10 years. Nisseis l'rishon, if he was married to the first guy, she was married to the first guy, v'lo hayu l'abanim, and she did not produce children, v'l'sheni, then she married a second guy, v'lo hayu l'abanim, then l'shlishi lo tinase, can't marry a third guy. She's already muchsuk that she's not having children. She can only marry a lamisha, yesh le banim. She can only marry someone who already has children. Nisseis l'misha in loy banim. If she married someone who has no children, teitzei b'loy ksuba. She goes out without a ksuba. Why does she go out without a ksuba? Don't we say that he married her knowing that she's not capable of having children? Now, Tosfos says in the fourth wide line that this halacha that he has to divorce her is he has to divorce her immediately without a ksuba. And the reason is because she has a chazaka, she can't have children. But didn't he marry her knowing that? No, Tosfos says on the sixth line, b'shaloi hikar ba'ayri. It's talking about he didn't really know her situation. He didn't chap. He didn't realize that she was married to two people and she didn't have children. And why does she go out without a ksuba? Because it's a mekach tos. Now, here's the question. If it's a mekach tos, why does he have to divorce her? She should just leave. If he thought she's capable of having children, then she should just leave. But apparently, because it's not absolutely conclusive. If it was absolutely conclusive that she can't have children, then she would go out without a get. But it's not the chazok, it's not 1,000%. And what's going to happen is that if we allow her to go out without a get, then if she ends up having children from someone else, big problems. Those kids are going to be mamzerim. So as an insurance policy, we say, yes, you have to get rid of her. She doesn't get a ksuba, but give her a get in case of the remote possibility she is fertile. So that's how Tosfos explains the halacha over here. So again, she married the first guy, didn't have kids, married the second guy, didn't have kids. The third guy she cannot marry unless he has children. If she did, he divorces her, but she does not get a ksuba. Ibailuhu, here's a shayla. Nisis l'shlishi, she married a third guy. T'loi hayu l'abanim. And in fact, she did not have children. So now she's established as a akara. So now the question is, now that she has a chazaka that she can't have children, mahu delisbu'u hanach kama. You see, guy number one gave her a ksuba when he got rid of her. She was married to the first guy for 10 years, and then he divorced her, but he gave her a ksuba because it was inconclusive that she's not capable of having children. So now the question is, can the two first guys say, hey, I want my ksuba back? Because clearly you're an akara. Now the second guy also. The second guy gave her a ksuba when he divorced her. But the third guy was not allowed to marry her. So now the question is, now that she's established as an akara, after living with three people, can their first people demand their ksuba back? Mi matsu amrula, could they say to her, igloi milsa da adhu de garamt? Obviously, it was your fault. It was your problem. It wasn't my problem. And when I divorced you, you told me, well, maybe you're the one who can't have kids. Well, now we know the facts. Facts are she can't have the kids. So, anytime we know for certain it's the woman who can't have the kid, so the halacha is that she has to, she doesn't get a ksuba, so should they get a refund? Ksuba refund. It's one of Biden's new policies. I don't know if you heard about it. Ksuba refund. So the question is, halachically, can they demand the ksuba back? Or so what's the tzad not? L'chayra, she's the akara, we've proven it. Or maybe matzis amra lehui, she could say, hashu dekhashi. Truth is, I was always fertile. Dafka, now I became a kachosh. Now I became weakened. Says the Gemara, Mestabra Matzis Amrulhu, it's Mestabra, she could say, Hashtahu dekachshi. It's now, after the third time, that I became an akara, but while I was living with you, I was still fertile. And the reason we didn't have kids, it's your fault. It was your physiological issue, not mine. So the Gemara is saying, Misvara, there's a logic, there's a compelling argument that she could say, look, this is when I was young, I was fertile. The reason we didn't have kids, it was your fault. Now, I'm a little bit older. You're right, Taka, now I'm not able to have children. Iboilahu. Now the Shaila is, Nisais L'Ravi. She married a fourth guy. And she marries after living with three guys for 30 years. V'hayu loy banim. And she had a kid. Now, she wants to go back to the third guy and get her ksuba. She says, haha, see, it was, now I know it's your fault. Could she be tevea the ksuba from the third guy? So we say, lady, maybe you're right. Maybe it was his problem. But here's the deal. If, in fact, you are fertile, that when the third guy divorced you, and without a ksuba, it was a get betos, because if he would have known that you were fertile, he wouldn't have divorced you. So guess what? Your kids are mamzerim. So, honey, I have a great idea. Keep your mouth closed, because maybe you'll get a ksuba, but you end up disqualifying your kids. Amrina, we say to her, Shtikusech yafa midiburech, your silence is better than your speaking. By the way, that's the general principle in life, but it especially applies over here. Your silence is better than your speaking. Dematzi Amrala, because he could say to her, hey, listen, maybe you're right, maybe it was, maybe you were fertile, but in that case, I never would have divorced you. I did not divorce you knowing this. I wouldn't have divorced you. So therefore, we tell her to be quiet. But now the Gemara asks, okay, fine. What do you mean we tell her to be quiet? But Lamaisa, she had a kid. And then it turns out that the third guy who divorced her without a ksuba, if he would have known, he wouldn't have divorced her right away. So it turns out, in reality, the kids are mamzerim. So what do you mean we tell her better not to say anything? But don't we have to say something? Maska flora papa, ihi shaska, anan mishaskinon. If she was silent, would we be silent? If she is silent, will we be silent? Then nimtza get bato, it comes out the get is nullified, ubanei mamzerim, her children are mamzerim. Ella, rather, in other words, it doesn't make sense we say, hey lady, keep your mouth closed, because we would have to say something. What, so what's the reason we don't say anything, and we don't say that the get from the third guy was not good? Elamin hashtahud debriyasa, we say as follows, you're right, she lived with three guys, she didn't have kids, but she wasn't fertile before. It's a new finish. She something happened to her. She became fertile. Okay. Now, we come to a complex disagreement between him and her. So there's a couple, they're married, let's say for 10 years. They don't have kids. They decide they want to get divorced. He says it's her fault. He says, I know it's her fault. And therefore, I don't want to give a ksuba. This is after the first round. She says, no. I know it's his fault. Now, what does it mean he says, I know it's her fault? He says, look, I lived with her. I can sense that this is not a fertile woman. I could sense from her physiology she's not a fertile woman. She says, no, just the opposite. I could sense he's not. So the Gemara says, "Hu amar mina vihi amra mine." He says it's her fault. She says it's his fault. Amar Rabbi Ami, devarim shebeinoi lebeina nemenes. matters of privacy between him and her, she's believed. We take her word and we don't take his word. She says, I could tell it's him. He says, I could tell it's her. When it comes to these inyanim, we believe her. V'tayma mai. He kaimala b'yara kacheitz, hu lai kimle b'yara kacheitz. She could tell if he can ejaculate like the shooting of an arrow. He cannot tell if he is executing the action properly. She can tell that he is not able to perform the ma'isa. He cannot tell that he is not able to perform the ma'isa. Basically, she can sense internally, she could feel whether the ejaculation is yoyra kecheitz, and he can't tell whether it is or not. Now, this is only cogent regarding who would be more knowledgeable and believable about the scientific facts. But what about the fact maybe she's lying because she wants to terminate the marriage? So that's a major question in the Rishonim. Okay, but the Gemara is not addressing that point. The Gemara is addressing why would she be considered more knowledgeable than him? The answer is a woman could tell, a man can't tell. Now, why we believe her? Maybe she's a liar. So the Pashan answer is because she did not initiate the breakup over here. If she was the one initiating the breakup, then we would have reasons for suspicion. He's the one who wanted to divorce her. So if she wanted to divorce him, we say, oh, maybe she has a negia over here. And yeah, she would know, but maybe she's lying. But no, she never wanted to divorce him to begin with. He wanted to divorce her, so now he wants to divorce her. He just doesn't want to give her a ksuba, because he says she's infertile. No, we believe her. Now I would ask, well, even if he wants to terminate, but maybe she's still lying because she wants the ksuba. So I'm not sure really how that answers the question, but let's get clear what we know and what we don't know. What we know is the Gemara is addressing her being proficient and knowledgeable. What the Gemara is not addressing is why should we not suspect maybe she's lying? Okay, now he says like this. Okay.
Also, if we do believe her,
yeah.
So then why does he have to divorce her? Because if he has a problem anyway, so then the rule of the 10 years shouldn't apply anymore. Because if he's anyway sterile, then he doesn't have to divorce
her. Are you saying if the case is not that he wants to divorce her? Lav Davka, the way we said it is, he wants to divorce her. Why? I don't know. He doesn't have children with her, even if the 10 years are not up. He's the one who wanted to terminate this marriage over here. If she wanted to, then maybe we need to suspect that she's a liar. He wanted to. I was just asking, okay, very nice, he wanted to, but maybe she's lying to get the ksuba. Right, okay, so let's say you want to say that we have to be talking about where they were 10 years together. So then what? Then the Bezin's going to force?
Right, so then Bezin's stepping in. So then my question is, if we do actually believe her, with regard to the ksuba, so then why don't we believe her also with regard to her staying married? It's like Mamonovshav, like we believing her, unless we say that it's as if she has ownership of the ksuba.
You're saying because she's a mukhsuk? I don't know that we say that a woman is a mukhsuk. This is what the Gemara says. Maybe it's something we could discuss further, you know, upon digging into it. Now, one more step, and then we'll let Dr. Phil wants to say something. No? You're muted, so...
Years of the, and they're based in forcing her to get divorced.
Okay, so, and why do we believe her? Maybe she's lying. So if she's the one initiating the divorce, then we suspect maybe she has her eyes on someone else. Okay, I'm just still asking, even if Beis Din's initiating, but once the marriage is being terminated, she's going to want to get money. So maybe she'll say, oh, I know he's not. In other words, I understand she would know better than him, but maybe she's still lying because she wants to make a buck. That's something we have to think about. Yeah, that's regarding.
Didn't we say that that's why she gets the
Kula? Yes, because he's Chayiv in Puravu and she's not.
Right, so, you know, what's this adding to that? Now we're just having a dispute that one person says one thing. Even if it's, let's say, we don't believe her over him.
Again, one second. When they don't have children and there's no known cause. So we say it's because of his mazel. But now he's saying, don't tell me it's because of my mazel. She has a condition. I know she has a condition. I took her to the OB and the doctor told me she has an infertility issue. And she says, no, pink faker, you have the infertility issue. So that's the case over here. Beforehand, on Samach Dan Beis, it was a machloikis, you know, mystical machloikis. Whose chatoim have caused the situation? But now there's a medical dispute. You know, who's the one who is not fertile? Then the Gemara says, the guy turns to her and says, okay, really? It's my fault? Well, I have a great idea. Well, I'm not giving you the ksuba so fast. Just because you would know? I'm not giving you the ksuba. How about like this? I'm going to take a second wife. And if I have a kid with her, then obviously it's your fault. Yeah? Amar Abami, Af Bezu, Amar Ihu, he said, Ezel Insiv Itza, I will go and marry a woman, V'ivdok Nafshayin, and I'll check it out if it's taka my fault. I in TorahAnytime.com, what?
Your Vort and Rabbeinu Gershom wrote this one out the window.
Well, this is, you know, before Rabbeinu Gershom, right?
I know that, but I'm just saying, you said it becomes a problem.
Yeah. Check out, last night I had two shiurim from the Shidduch Center. Good stuff on the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom.
I heard that if it's a case that the wife cannot have a child, he will allow you to marry the second wife. But he said that if it's not the wife.
According to Rabbeinu Gershom, or?
Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, I mean, Rabbeinu Gershom made that dispensation? Uh-huh. Interesting. But again, this Gemara is pre-Rabbeinu Gershom. In the times of the Gemara, you were allowed to marry a second wife. I think what Michael's referring to, perhaps, is before Rabbeinu Gershom, their halacha was, if you did marry a second wife, and the first wife didn't want that, you would have to divorce her and give her a ksuba. Here, look like this. Rabami said, no, that's not going to help if you marry a second wife. Af bezu yoytzi v'yiteng ksuba. Even in this case, where if you married another woman, you would have to give her a ksuba. Shani oymer ka nois isha lishta yoytzi v'yiteng ksuba. My opinion is anyone who marries a wife upon his first wife, he has to divorce the first wife and give a ksuba. Because Rabbi Ami's opinion was, you weren't allowed to marry a second wife in addition to the first wife. So Rabbi Ami is saying, basically, it's not going to help to say, well, let me check myself, I'll marry another woman. The moment you marry another woman, you have to give the first lady a ksuba, not because we believe the lady that it was his fault, but because now you violated this halacha that you can't just marry another woman against the first woman's will. But Rava said, no, noisi adam, kamenashim alish, you can marry many wives. But v'hu de'islay l'mezayninu ninhu ninhi. Provided you could feed them all. If you could feed all the ladies, you're allowed to. So, according to Rava, it is a viable option to marry the woman. Now, what's very interesting is, okay, how long are we going to wait exactly to determine whether you, whether the man is fertile or not? In other words, the man says, okay, I'm going to get remarried, and I'll see if I could have a kid. So what are we going to wait now? We're going to wait 10 years? We're going to wait 2 years? How long exactly are we going to wait? You know, he says, okay, I'll give her a ksuba, but I just first have to get married. So he engages a woman, and they set a marriage for 4 years, and then they wait another 10 years after that? Okay, we're going to hold it over here. Bez Hashem, we'll pick it up top of Samach Yom HaBeis tomorrow. Okay, bracha v'atzlacha. Have a great night, everyone. Kol tov.
Did I miss this? Does she have to get pregnant? Or let's say she has multiple miscarriages and doesn't ever give birth. Does that count as not for the 10-year clock? Did I miss
it? Oh.
I don't remember. Did the Gemara talk about that, or is that something?
I think we discussed that in the Mishnah on Samach Daled Amud Aleph. I think... The Gemara says that?
The Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says
that? I think we spoke it out in the Mishnah, right?
The Mishnah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Thank you. So the shot clock starts again. Okay, everybody. Shkoyach. Have a good night. Kol tov. Kol tov. Be well. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.